welcome back to the Cinemania World Podcast, everyone. My name is Dwayne, and today we have another episode of the Cinemania World Show, episode 141. I am joined by some guests from the Cinemania World team. First, we have Alex from YouTube. Hello, Alex.
What up, Cinemaniacs? Welcome back to the Cinemania World Show.
How you doing, bud? How are you?
What's going on?
Not much, man.
Yeah.
Not much.
Same old.
Been eating good.
Yeah.
Losing weight.
There you go.
You know, I've been chilling.
Yeah.
We also are joined from the World Team, the Hero Hour Show. We have Jaylen. Hello.
Hello, hello. What's up?
Not much. I feel like it's been a long time since you've been on. How you doing?
Oh, it's been a hot minute.
Has it? Like, what was your...
I feel like it has. Or maybe the days just bleed in together. Yeah. I don't know.
What was your last show? Let's take this over. Shit, Jaylen. What the hell? You took a sabbatical or something. Yeah, it was a while. But welcome back. How you doing?
I am doing good. I'm ready to jump back in.
What's new with you, Jaylen? What's going on? Update the people. How's life treating you?
It's going good. I got my tickets to Fan Fusion here in Phoenix, so I'm going to meet Simi Liu.
Nice.
It's a plan.
Nice.
Nice.
Cool. Okay. Alex, how about you? What's new in the hood?
Not much. I mean, just doing work on the house, you know, trying to get these, see if CDCC is going to email me back about these press passes.
You mean SDCC?
Or yeah, SDCC, yeah.
I think CDC is that medical thing.
Yeah, did I say it? Whoops. Whoops.
I was like, you making vaccinations now? What's going on here?
Whoops.
Well, it's good to have you both here. The reason why I'm stalling is because, like, I'm struggling to, like,
come up
find something to talk about regarding news. But I wanted to get on here for a show. Like, there's news, but there's not anything, like, notable or anything like that. It's my cat. She's losing her mind. There's not anything, like, notable to, like, get into. I mean, there's a bunch of trailers. There's been a bunch of, like, smaller scale news, I would say. We haven't gotten a chance to talk about X-Men 97 just yet. Larry and I talked about it a little bit, but we haven't gotten to, like, major discussions just yet. But, yeah, it's been pretty cool over here. So I think what we're going to do today is kind of just go through some mailbag to kind of get a general overlization of stuff from that's been going on for the past couple of weeks. So that'll be our plan.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Sorry, this cat's like losing her mind. Okay.
I thought you cut out for a minute.
No. God. Anyway, I had to get her out of here. Okay, I'm back. So we're going to do some mailbag, everyone, and we're going to go through that. I'm looking at one mailbag here that asking when are we going to get an update on the trailer that starts off the every show. Just relax. Just wait.
Wait, what was that about?
I'm cooking something. Whoa, what do you like the song, our intro?
Yeah,
song.
Yeah. Oh, you're coming up with a new one?
Yeah, well, I didn't make.
Oh
this
my gosh! Like Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, oh.
Yeah.
I was thinking. Don't even get me started. I went to AMC today, and I was just like, "That's
not my Nicole Kidman."
That's too short. And then the new AMC intros, like right before the movie and the trailer, are way too long now.
Yeah, I don't think I like the new one.
No,
I don't really.
Their trailers. Yeah. They have too many at AMC.
Yeah.
I cannot.
Yeah.
I'm like, is it done?
Like I went to see Ghostbusters at Alamo last week, and I was like, they showed more trailers than they usually do, but I'm like, this is what AMC needs to do. Like 10 minutes of trailers and then that's it. They don't need to go into a whole welcome to AMC and then have like it zoom in on
Wait,
the
you're
Coke.
At AMC? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah,
like, hey, I actually don't mind the new like the guy who's speaking that new thing.
Yeah,
because I really like how they go into like the history of Hollywood or something like
that. Yeah,
that's really cool.
That's fine.
Also, too, they used to have an IMAX intro where they got rid of the blue like the countdown and they did this like IMAX intro that had all these different type of like. Not like they wasn't real films, but they
like
were
the
like
phrases.
Do you remember that, Alex? It was like a boxing ring. Some woman was going into like some exotic world or something.
Kind
like
of.
It was so cool.
Kind of.
I liked that, and then it just got rid of it. I don't know why they got rid of it, or at least
I don't know.
I haven't seen it in a while.
The only thing I've seen with IMAX is the countdown thing, where it's like dun 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 dun.
They had like a different IMAX intro, and it was so cool. What I do like about the new one is because it starts off with like a script. I think that's so cool. And then it kind of zooms into like a shot of a movie. I think that's so cool. But the new Nicole Kidman one is just like,
yeah. And then the one like right before that, where it's like you're getting into the movie. I hate the AMC one where it just zooms in on the coke, and then you're like in a nightclub with the guy, and then you're in a car chase. I'm like, this is too long.
It's too long, but I kind of like it. I don't know. I like seeing like, okay, here's different types of movie. It's better than like some buffoon flipping his popcorn everywhere. That's true. I always hated that.
That is true. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So let's get into some mailbag. Let's see what you guys want us to discuss, I guess. This person here says, if you want to send us a mailbag question, cinemania2018@outlook.com is the email. Just shoot us a message over on that, and we will get to the questions when we can. This person here says, are you finding it harder to watch more movies than it has been in the past? I feel like there's like 4 or 5 movies coming out each week, and I'm starting to find it kind of difficult to keep track of all of them.
I feel that to an extent. To an extent, I don't think so much this year. I think in like previous years, like 2021, where like the end of the year was like everything. All at the end of the year, and it was all like 2.5 to 2 hours and 45 minutes. Like, I think that's when I really feel it. The past couple, though, not really. I mean, I get it, yeah, but I haven't really felt it, honestly.
I feel it a little bit, especially like when you have weekends like last year, where you get, where you get Ghostbusters and you get Immaculate and you get Late Night with the Devil. Like, I wanted to see all of them. Because of, like, work schedules are weird. And, Alex, this happens to you a lot, where you have to kind of sacrifice 2 movies to see one because of work schedules and whatnot. So that kind of gets in the way. And I haven't seen Ghostbusters and I haven't seen Late Night with the Devil yet. I picked which one I wanted out of the 3, and I picked Immaculate.
Yeah, I went and saw Ghostbusters last week, and then today I saw Immaculate.
Right?
I didn't even know. I didn't even know what Late Night with the Devil was. I didn't even know that it was out. So
It happens too. Yeah. What about you, Jalen?
I mean, I haven't even seen Godzilla Minus One yet. So it tells you where I'm at with my list.
I haven't seen it either.
I think
it's just hard to keep up, especially like you said, within like the end of the year and everything comes out, and then you're like trying to get your end of the year list out, and it's just not working out.
I feel it more with TV shows, I think.
Because
right now you got Shogun, you got like Bad Batch, a couple others, and I'm just like, I don't know where to start.
I haven't even
watched What If Season 2 yet or X-Men 97.
Yeah, I haven't started X-Men 97 either.
The thing about TV, I don't feel bad with TV anymore because these streaming services did it to themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
There was a time where we had TV reviews, like straight TV reviews. Now most stuff regarding TV kind of gets relegated to like a world show or like a live show with Hannah and I if we both watched it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, big shows, like of course we're going to have our game, you know, Throne Watch coming back this summer with House of the Dragon, season 2, you know, when The Last of Us was coming out, The Bear. Yeah, we've done reviews off of the big ones, you know. Right. But as far as every single one, I commend the people who try to get reviews for every single, new show. I physically cannot.
Yeah.
I cannot have, like, 6 streaming services, 1 new show here, 1 new show there. I got a question here. Did you watch 3 Body Problem? No, I did not. Did you watch Avatar? No. It's too much. It's way too much for me.
I watch it eventually. Like the Godzilla show on Apple. I finished that once all the episodes came out. I mean, Lessons in Chemistry I kept up with. Masters of the Air I could not keep up with.
I mean, that show bored me to tears. I tried.
That's
Band of Brothers.
It bored me to tears.
That's kind of my thing. Like if you release, like if you go with like a weekly release schedule for TV shows, I usually wait until the end, and then by that time I forget that the show's even there, because I'm just, because if I know that it has this effect for me sometimes, Sorry, my laptop's can't charge. If I start right from the first episode, like on a weekly, like when they're being released on a weekly basis, I'm going to totally forget by week 7 or episode 7, whatever it is, what happened in like the first two episodes. You know, that's why I kind of wait. But even then, I just forget.
My phone reminds me on Apple. They're like, there you go. New Masters of the Air episode has come out. Awesome. Thank you for reminding me I'm behind.
I mean, that's why I feel like the shows that aren't big to do the weekly, I get why you do the weekly format, but I feel like if you're like a show on, I don't know, like Paramount Plus or something like that, like it already is not going to have a bunch of eyeballs. So I feel like the weekly strategy just doesn't really make much sense to me because I do the same thing.
I feel like
there was this show with Emma Stone's show on Paramount. I'm like, what is this nonsense? It was too much going on. I feel like
they're just trying to emulate what cable did back in the day where it was like, okay.
Because you do get a bigger audience. Yeah. Like if you keep it going each weekly, like for instance, there was a show on Paramount Plus called Lioness, like Special Ops. With Zoe Saldana.
Oh, yeah. I know that one.
And the first ep I thought was really good. And then I saw they were doing weekly. And I said, I'm not coming back every week. I mean, it's good, but like, I got too much stuff to do.
Exactly.
But so what I did is I just, you know, I waited until it was done and then I binged it. And it was a great binge. You know. Yeah. So
like the only things I can keep up with like weekly are like sitcoms when they release those weekly. Because they're like 20 minutes, you know.
Yeah.
But other than that, if it's like hour long shows, like I haven't even watched Stranger Things season 4 yet.
Oh, that's nuts.
I stopped after season 1. I had forgotten because about it. And I'm like, at this point, I don't care anymore.
And I think it's just because like I don't want to sit through a 2.5 hour finale of Stranger Things. You know, I bet it's great, but I just don't have the patience to sit through an episode of TV that long, which doesn't really make sense since I could sit through a 2.5 hour movie easily. But, you know.
Okay, this person here says, what were you guys' thoughts on the Disney, what were your guys' thoughts on the Disney investor who wanted Kevin Feige gone?
Oh, Nelson, what's his name, Peltz?
I thought his name was Ike.
There's two of them.
There's two of them, yes.
That's embarrassing.
Yes.
I honestly personally don't want to give that like airtime.
Because the guy is blatantly being racist.
And he's sexist too, and misogynistic. I don't even want to like get into that. No. So I have no thoughts. He's trash. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. This person here says, have you guys watched the Bad Boys 4 trailer? I did.
Yes.
I did not.
I've
never seen any of the Bad Boys. Listen, I barely just watched Alien for the first time, okay? I'm behind.
They gotta think Jalen's like the youngest person on the pod instead of who is youngest. I think it's like Meg, not Wonder Meg, the other Meg.
Yeah, Meg Embers. Yeah,
I think she's like 20. Yeah. I watched it. I thought it looks fun. It's looking a little too Fast and Furious for me. I don't want to go that route.
The third one should have been called Ride or Die. This one should have been For Life.
Yeah, they. I don't know, man. What was I gonna say? I saw them like in a plane, and then the plane started swerving, and I said, "Man, I don't want you guys to go Fast and Furious." I like the action in the last one. I thought the action was really good, which baffled me with the whole like cancellation of Batgirl.
Hot take,
but this one just looks a little too insane for me. Yeah. But we'll go ahead, Alex.
Hot take: I think Bad Boys for Life is the best Bad Boys movie. That's a hot take. Man. Yeah. Did you guys even know this was coming out this year?
I only thought there was one Bad Boys movie, so there's no defense there.
Like I knew that it was in production and I knew they would be like gonna start filming soon, but I didn't know it was coming out in June. I didn't know they were that far along in production and filming and post production. I knew there had been talks forever about a fourth one, and then it got delayed because of, you know, the slap. But,
Slapgate.
Yeah, Slapgate, yep. And, but yeah, no, I had no idea this was coming out. And then they just dropped a surprise trailer, and Bad Boys Ride or Die is coming, I guess. So,
well, I guess we'll see. I don't know. I think it'll be fun.
Yeah.
Okay. This person here says, Dwayne, this is a brand new question because I just saw the video, but did you see the new Thunderbolts video with Florence Pugh? Does this get you, I'm baffled. Does this get you more excited for the film? Absolutely not.
I guarantee.
And they changed the logo. The logo was like one of those minimalistic logos.
It has an asterisk. Does that mean the title is going to change?
No.
Oh, it looks terrible. I don't
know. I love Florence. She don't give two craps, but I do think it was orchestrated because I didn't see no snipers.
I didn't see this logo. Where is this?
Yeah, I think that was definitely one of those. Remember when Tom Holland used to do that? Like,
that was on accident.
but there was the one. Yeah, that the Avengers one was. There was one for No Way Home where he's like walking around with a script or something like that.
Yeah, I remember that. Gosh, yeah.
Of course he was.
Yeah.
And I think that was kind of like this.
Yeah, you know? The thing that kind of sells.
I think Marvel gave it a go ahead, though.
Yeah. The thing that.
Because Marvel posted it. Mm-hmm.
The thing that kind of sells me on Thunderbolts but kind of doesn't, it's the writer of Black Widow. So it'll at least like be decent, I think.
I did not like Black Widow. Oh man!
I thought the guy from Beef was writing it.
It's I think it's the guy from
Beef.
Black Widow, Beef. Yep, he's a co-writer, and then some other person, Joanna Callow.
I'm excited for it personally, as long as they don't give us Winter Widow with Yelena and Bucky, because that's for Natasha and Bucky. That's just my personal preference on that.
Dwayne, this Eric Pearson guy is also writing Fantastic Four.
Well, I mean.
Well, if it makes you feel better, Zeb Wells, who butchered Spider-Man, is helping write, Deadpool 3?
Well.
With the 15 other writers that they have on staff?
No.
I don't even care about Deadpool 3. I made that. I have no hope for that. The fact that we got a trailer and that they were still filming it is like mind-boggling to me.
Yeah.
I got no hope for Deadpool 3.
There's five writers on that movie.
There's so many writers. And you got Ryan Reynolds, too. Yeah,
Ryan Reynolds, Rhett Reese, Paul Wernick, Zeb Wells, and Sean Levy.
Wow.
Well. They're like, have you even done the editing yet? No. Okay, well, it comes out in July. You haven't even done the visual effects work yet. Why are we releasing a movie? The trailer looks so bad.
I think Deadpool will be fine. I don't think it will be like groundbreaking, like a lot.
No, it's gonna. It's gonna.
It's not gonna be a $1 billion movie.
I do think it's gonna make a lot of money, though. I don't think it's gonna make $1 billion. I think it'll make at least between $700 to $800 million.
Well, we'll see. Okay, this person here says, what are the crew's thoughts on the recent Spider-Man 4 updates? We heard that Zendaya is going to return and that it might be directed by Justin Lin. Okay, I got a couple things to say about this new one, Spider-Man 4. First of all, just make mine. Anyway, so Spider-Man 4, Zendaya, great. I was kind of hoping for another love interest because of how they did. So I'm not really sure how they're going to make that one work, but I guess we'll see. Justin Lin as a director does not excite me at all.
He's going to be held hostage by Marvel like he was by Vin Diesel.
John Favreau should have done it.
That would have been a great choice, or like somebody else.
Yeah.
I also really kind of want to see a woman's perspective on Spider-Man for once.
You don't want Peyton Reed, Dwayne?
No, he's horrible. Anyway,
I don't think we need a Spider-Man 4, to be honest.
I don't think we do need that. I was surprised
when they announced it.
My like dream, kind of, I would say, I think the Spider-Man character, to me, don't yell at me, people. I think the Spider-Man character has run its course in the MCU, and I kind of want to see it like done again and like moved on from the MCU.
I think they're gonna kill him off like in Secret Wars.
I don't think we really need any more. I'd be fine with like Spider-Man showing up like that in like a supporting role in one of those movies, but not a solo movie. We don't need another solo Spider-Man movie. I'm fine with him popping in Secret Wars or Kang Dynasty, if it's still gonna be called that, who knows.
And then you can make mine.
Yeah.
I was just surprised that they announced it because I'm like, there was no director attached. There was no script. So I'm like, now all of a sudden they're filming in the fall. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're like, let's make a fourth one, but this one will be the worst out of all of them.
Yeah, I don't think they need to make a fourth one, really. I mean, everyone's excited about the Daredevil and possibility and Spider-Man, but I kind of want to see Spider-Man move away from the MCU. But the thing is, it's weird. Like, I want to see him move away from the MCU, but I also don't want, like, Sony to have 400%
control. That's the thing. That's the thing. Because if that...
He needs a swan song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, that's the thing. Because if he moves away from the MCU, I feel like Sony's going to take full creative control and just butcher him to death like they have with their other...
Yeah, and I'm, you know, I only have one of those in me, you know?
Yeah.
Like, Andrew Garfield was done so wrong. I still have my
I haven't even watched those two.
This spunk, whatever you call it, universe.
Oh, this has been absolutely abysmal. I mean, Madam Web. Jalen, I saw you liked Madam Web. Care to tell us why?
Okay.
I don't know, dude.
Okay. This is my thought process behind this situation, okay? Sorry. It just kind of reminded me of a really cringy early 2000s movie because I'm like, there is no way that they didn't do this on purpose. There's just not one single way. The villain has no shoes on. I'm like, I don't understand why we're walking around New York City with that with our bare feet. I lost it with the cranberries and her being blind and in the chair. I'm like, I couldn't take it seriously.
I couldn't take it. Just I couldn't take the villain the villain seriously when he had he had this futuristic vision where he gets killed by one of them, so he's like, oh, I gotta go kill them now.
Yeah, I checked out as soon as they were like not having his mouth match the words.
That too.
I was upset I didn't hear the Amazon rainforest quote. Whatevs. I can't believe they cut that out.
That dude.
So bad that it was so good. But it was entertaining.
That dude. Oh, that villain was doing his best Kylo Ren impersonation. Just with the voice.
Who hired that actor?
I have no idea. But just the voice.
That was the worst performance I've ever seen.
Yeah, the voice and like the way he was speaking reminded me of how Adam Driver played Kylo Ren. I said, this is the biggest ripoff I've ever heard.
It was such a bad actor. I'm like, did they just like pick him randomly off the street or something? Might be worse than like Chris Evans and Ghosted. Like, it was just that bad.
The only thing I'll say, I don't know. I'm happy for everyone who had fun with Madam Web. I just couldn't get there. I have nothing positive to say about Madam
Even Dakota Web. Johnson
hates and it. None of the actors do as well.
They blame Dakota Johnson too. I'm like,
yeah, which
y'all
was nuts. They were like, oh, she should take responsibility. I'm like, what was her fault?
She read the script.
I need to see the original script on what she signed up for and then versus what we got. Like, I'm not understanding because there's no way she would have signed
One thing I'll say real quick, Alex, one thing I'll say is that I believe Jalen when she's like, you know, I thought it was entertaining. But I, honest to God, feel like there is some people online who just want to be the opposite and contrarians, and they just want to say, oh, it's fun. Bro, I don't know how you can have fun with, like, tree jungle Spider-Man with fucking black webs as, like, Spider-Man outfits, and they're humming, and they're, and, like,
at least they weren't CGI suits.
Like, the opening line.
Yeah.
Like, the opening line of the movie was, like, dubbed in, and, like, the guy's mouth is moving. You think you would watching a foreign film that's, like, dubbed to the U.S.
Some AI nonsense going on.
Yep.
Abysmal. And then what was most infuriating to me was that I'm on Twitter. This is why I just want to burn this app sometimes. I'm on Twitter and someone like posts a scene of like the diner. And they're like, oh, this scene is one of the greatest scenes in like 5 years. So then I'm watching it and I'm realizing how awful it is from the first time I watched it in theaters. And I literally, the guy does a flip, the camera flips over. Oh, cool, great. Okay, and then like, so Dakota Johnson's Madam Web, she tries to stab him. He reverses. And he does this shit with his hands with the knife. And Dakota Johnson is just like looking at him while he's doing it. And he's flipping. And he's so slow with the knife. He's not fast at all. He's like, you know, he's flipping it up and down, doing something cool. Like he's trying to be Winter Soldier from like Winter Soldier. And it's like not working. And then he finally stabs her. And she has like 10 seconds to react. Before the stab. And I was like, this is just
Yeah, didn't know. Somebody compare it to like a No Way Home scene too?
Oh my gosh!
Ah, fuck.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I agree with Jalen. Like, you can watch it in that way where it's entertaining, where it's so bad it's good. You know, especially in the part two. I think it's right before that. I think it's right before the diner scene where Madame Webb's like, "You girls stay here," and then they say, "Oh, let's just go over there to the diner." Like, oh, stuff like that I laughed at.
And like, they're standing on tables and dance. Listen, I will give it, it's one, it can be entertaining. I feel like if I watched it with like you guys
and we were drunk
and we were like having, you know, alcohol and yeah. popcorn,
yeah,
but I was watching it alone and I was just so
I was angry. So happy I pirated it.
It's just
Oh my gosh.
I didn't want to waste my AMC A-list on that.
Well, it's just one of those things where it's just, I don't know how it got past. I just don't know how it made it this
Sony
far.
Sony did it on purpose.
Yeah, because Sony's stupid. Yeah, that too. And they're stupid, I think, too.
I think they'd like, be like, hey, see, a woman-led film doesn't do so good. So yeah, they don't have to do it again.
Yeah, I don't know. It just really baffles me.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get some more questions in here. Person here says, did you watch Roadhouse? No, I didn't.
I did.
I did.
Oh, you did? How was it?
Not good.
Yeah. Not good. Oh.
Man.
They dubbed a lot.
Yeah.
Jake Gyllenhaal is a Patrick Swayze dupe.
I didn't think I love Gyllenhaal as an actor. I didn't think he was that good in it.
I don't know. I think he just wanted to take a shirt off.
Yeah, probably.
I watched the original one for the first time, and I'm like, that one's way better. Makes so much sense, and he's actually a good actor.
I did love how over the top Billy Magnussen was in it, though. I think Billy Magnussen oozes villain like that. I think he can deliver a lot of over the top stuff like that. I hated Conor McGregor.
I forgot he was in the movie, but then again, I didn't really watch the trailer.
Yeah, because he just shows
up. The trailer spoils things.
Yeah, every 5 minutes he shows up. He's like, "Hi, mate," and he's got this dumb smile on his face. I'm like, you can easily beat
Post
Jake
Malone.
Yeah, I'm like, you can easily beat Jake Gyllenhaal in a fight. Come on, there's no way Gyllenhaal is beating you.
Well,
they just wanted to get money out of that.
Yeah,
movie.
I mean, like, it has its moments, but for a Gyllenhaal movie, I wouldn't go back and watch it.
Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that was the girl from the Suicide Squad.
Yeah,
Ratcatcher.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I know it now.
Oh, yeah,
but like,
Danielle. What's her name? Daniela
Melchior or something.
A lot of her stuff is dubbed.
Yeah, I kind of noticed that. Another thing too with that movie. The fight scenes were all CGI.
Yeah,
it was weird. Ugh. It was it was so weird because somebody would go up to somebody, stand still, wait like 4 seconds, and then punch them. And
like,
is that CGI or is that just naturally how they were directed? And then you can see the transitions in the fight are CGI stitched together. Like, this is weird.
It was like the Echo fight scenes. It just don't look right.
Yeah. It was, I mean, it got
1 out of 5.
I would go like maybe like 2, 2.5. I mean, there were some entertaining moments, but it's nothing great, you know.
Well, okay, this person here says, when do you think we'll see a trailer for the Fantastic Four movie?
When are they supposed to start filming that?
August.
I don't think till next year.
Yeah, as you say, I don't think till
I'm
going to
say next Super Bowl.
Yeah, January or February.
Mm-hmm. Well.
I'm still not happy that Pedro. I'm just still surprised about it, that he's casted in it.
Ooh, do tell.
Not a bad thing or anything. It's just like, I think my mind was expecting somebody different. Not like John Krasinski or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But like, you're just like, Vanessa Kirby has a relationship with Pedro Pascal's character. It just didn't look right to me. I would have casted like Paul Mescal is as Johnny, and then Jodie Comer as a Sue, because like they look similar. Could have
Jodie Comer kind of would have worked.
I'm telling you, she would have been a perfect Sue Storm.
I saw her name thrown around a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. If you watch her in Killing Eve, you would see why she'd be a better Yelena Belova. Okay. I love Florence Pugh, but
yeah,
she just is something else.
Okay.
This person here says, do you think Expo 97 marks Marvel being back? I don't know, dude. I it's hard when it's an animated show and it has nothing to do with like the movies.
Yeah.
I love, you know, don't get me wrong, TV is amazing and I love animation, but it's like, I don't think Expo 97 is going to get people to go to, let's say, Captain America 4 or Thunderbolts, you know? Had this been like, had this praise been like for something else, like a, you know, a film, then I think it would have, you know, it would have changed some stuff, but it's not.
I think you need a couple films in a row to get some acclaim before people start going back and they're saying the MCU's back. I think you need Deadpool to be really good and have good critical reception and audience reception. What's after that? Is Captain America after that?
Yeah, I think so. I don't fucking
know. Yeah, I mean, who knows about that? But for all we know, if it gets good reviews, then maybe it'll take until that one, if that gets good reviews, to get people to be like, okay, now we're back on the hype train, you know? So.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to wait and see kind of thing. Okay. This person here says, what is your next anticipated film of the year? My next one. I guess it means, I don't know, after, now that it's March, like, what is the next film we're all looking forward to?
Oh, I don't even know what comes out next, but mine is Bike Riders, and I don't remember when that comes out.
But. I really want to watch Challengers, and I see that next week. Let's get it.
I think that's going to be the push for her Oscar run.
I'm pumped for Challengers.
I'm pumped for both of those. I mean, obviously, I think we're seeing Godzilla and Kong tomorrow, so I'm not really going to count that since it's tomorrow. But I think Monkey Man is out next week.
Yeah, Monkey Man looks good. I'm excited for that.
I think Abigail looks really good, too.
I haven't seen the trailers for any of them. I do not want to spoil it for myself.
Abigail just looks like a vampire ripoff of Megan. I don't know why I'm getting that vibe.
I've seen like a few snippets here and there, but I'm like, Melissa Barrera, Catherine Newton, let's go.
That's the only thing. I'm not a
big vampire.
I'm not a big Catherine Newton person.
No.
Yeah. I don't think she has it. I'm sorry. I watched Lisa Frankenstein and I thought everybody was acting circles around her.
Did you see her in Paranormal Activity? I think it was 4.
Yeah, I remember. I was introduced to her through Supernatural, so that's how I know her is Supernatural, and I'm like, she wasn't very good.
Well, I know my first watch of her was definitely Paranormal Activity 4, but
when I went back to it after like a movie that I had seen her in, I'm like, oh, that's her.
You know what she's in that I don't think anyone talks about because not a lot of people watched it, but I definitely did. No, I thought she was fun in that. I like, you know, I like her as like a witty
kind of geeky
kind of, you know, you know how like every like friend group in TV or movies kind of has like a Sam Puckett, just like a hard ass.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I kind of like her as that. When they this just sounds so bad, but when movies try to make her likable, I just don't feel it. Like when she was being freaky and she's like killing folks, that was great.
Yeah, she was great in that. I loved her in that.
The protagonist, when she's protagonist and freaky, I don't know, dude. You know? Like, and there's a show where she kind of has to be a hard ass on Netflix called The Society. I thought she was good in that. Okay. But then it's like when you try to make her the likable teen, like in Quantumania.
Yeah, I was going to say, when you put her front and center.
I'm just like, I'm not really buying that you want to be likable. I feel like you do.
Don't be a dick, Darren.
It's like a lot of actors.
I like that joke.
Oh, it's terrible. It's like a lot of actors. I think a lot of actors are typecast.
Yeah.
And I sometimes think rightfully so. It's like Giancarlo Esposito is always a villain.
Right.
And I'm like,
good at it.
And I'm like, great. That's what he does. That's kind of. Yeah, I'm like, that's kind of his calling. And then if, I don't know, I haven't really seen anything where Giancarlo is like enlightening and like, you know, happy. But I feel like it wouldn't work as much as like him as a villain. So I feel like some people have their niche.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes you got to stick with it. It's like when The Rock tried to go in a movie and he started like crying. It was this movie called, what was it called? Like Snitch or something like that. That's, I was like, what the fuck is this? That's not what we want to see from you,
Rock.
Now
that you brought that up, that's reminding me of that A24 drama he's supposed to be making.
It's just like, yeah, it's just, I think some actors have their stuff. And I feel like once they try to shy away from it, sometimes you're going to get someone who's great when they shy away from it. Like, I think Bill Hader is great.
Adam Sandler.
You know, I think, you know what I mean? Adam Sandler. But, you know, actually, I'll take that back. Uncut Gems is great. He's great in that. But I feel like, I think my point is that Catherine Newton, I don't really want her as a protagonist. I more want her as an antagonist. I think she would shine if she had more roles than that. I just feel like Hollywood is trying to make her like likable.
Yeah.
And it ain't really working for me. I mean, I don't know, dude.
Yeah.
It's not really working.
She doesn't have like that aura for to be likable.
It's like, yeah, I don't know. It's like she's not a Hailee Steinfeld. You know
right,
how she can just,
right.
just drop Hailee Steinfeld in something and she's like, ah, it's Hailee Steinfeld. Hey, you know, even like, I hate Hawkeye. I hate that show. Awful, a mess.
Wow.
But Hailee Steinfeld was like amazing. And then I'm watching the Marvels. I'm having fun with the Marvels. I'm like, yeah, the Marvels. And then Hailee Steinfeld comes. I'm like, yeah, you know, if they dropped stature in that, I would have been like, what the fuck? Yeah, dude. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. No disrespect to Kate Catherine, dude. I think she's.
She's listening to this right now.
She's like, what the fuck, you guys?
She came out on stage at Comic Con and I was like, hey, Catherine, you know, she seemed uncomfortable because I feel like it was like her first Comic-Con.
Oh, she was. When was that?
That was 2022.
Oh, okay.
Because they were promoting Quantumania.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and I was like, hey, you know, and she was.
She's relatively young, too.
It was so funny because, like, I don't know if it was Kevin or it was like the host, but I think it was the host. And the host was like, Catherine Newton. She comes out, she's waving, everybody's screaming. And then everybody's like starts waiting for her to speak. And then she's like looking at us and like we're looking at her. And then she just picks up the mic and she's like, hi, I'm Catherine Newton. I was howling. Oh, I was howling so much. And I was like, this is kind of like, that's kind of what I want in movies, you know? I want her to be like a one note kind of, you know, one sentence. And she's like, it's funny, it's fun.
Yeah.
That's why I like turning Freaky a lot, because she plays the killer and it's so hilarious, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Okay, this person here says, are there any cameos you guys are wanting to see in Deadpool and Wolverine? I don't know, dude.
I mean, I think it's going to be a multiverse movie. The TVA is involved. So
everyone like expecting Blade and all that. Like, let's get out of here.
Jennifer Garner is supposed to be in it as well.
Yeah,
Electra.
But like Blade. Everyone's like Blade.
Why I want to see Ben Affleck back as Daredevil.
I think that could be.
He's my Daredevil.
I think that could be an option. Out of the people we haven't seen, I mean, I don't know. Everybody said the same thing about Multiverse of Madness. Everybody thought Tom Cruise was going to pop up as a variant of Iron Man, and we were going to get like 900 like other Doctor Strange.
It's all the toxic fans that brought that out.
Yeah.
I'm like, y'all were just going into it. I had a fun time with the movie. I loved it.
Yeah, like, I mean, that's the thing. If you start theorizing about cameos, in your head canon, if you do that, the movie doesn't become about the character the movie's supposed to be about. It becomes more.
It's Wanda's movie.
Exactly. And with Doctor Strange, like, the focus is still on Doctor Strange and Wanda, even though there weren't as many cameos. You know, you see what I'm saying? Like, when people just, because everybody thought there were going to be 90 cameos in Multiverse of Madness. So
the fact that people thought Tom Cruise was going to be in it, be for real. I was like, no one else is gonna, he's not gonna be in it, guys, come on.
I don't see
Tom Cruise working with Marvel anytime soon.
I don't either.
I feel like he's one of those, like, I want to protect movies, and I feel like he's, you know, people say,
yeah,
when they talk like that, like, Most of them hate Marvel.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I just don't see that happening anytime soon.
What if the Fantastic Four shows up and you have Chris Evans as Johnny Storm?
I mean, it is Deadpool, so anything is in the realm of possibilities.
Honestly, I liked him more as Johnny than I do as Cap.
All right. I think we're going to wrap it up right there, everyone. Sorry for the lack of big news, I guess. But, you know, tell the industry to pick up some steam right here. I don't know. Like, I want something, like, jarring tomorrow or, like, next week. I want, like, I don't know, here's your first look at Superman Legacy as a guy in a suit. I actually think James is going to do that. I think once they get, like, enough scenes, I literally think the first look is going to be Superman and Lois. Like, and he's going to be like, hold, you know how when he's like in the air and he's holding her, like the iconic comic book panel.
Yeah.
When, like, you know, she's,
I need hope in DC again.
Just don't show that to a certain section of Twitter.
Well, I feel like that's totally going to be the first look of Superman. Yeah. It's going to be like him and Lois, you know, because I think that pairing is great and I'm super excited for it. Rachel, but like, I want something like that to come out.
Rachel Brosnahan oozes Lois Lane.
She does, and I'm so glad that casting, when they were had the people, I was like, no disrespect to everybody else, but this is Lois Lane is Rachel Brosnahan. I mean, I don't know. I don't get it.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. But I'm excited for Superman Legacy and all everything that's coming out soon. But that is it, everyone. Thank you guys for joining us. My name is Dwayne. I'll go around, good everyone's social medias. Start with you, Alex. Let everyone know where they can follow you.
You can find me on my official website, alexmaddenmovies.mystrikinglink.com. All my social media links are there, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and working on getting Letterboxd on there.
All right, and Jalen.
You can catch me on Twitter at Jalen Sanderson and the Tick of the Talk at Lost in Life Translation, also on Letterboxd, Sandra Loves Movies.
All right, and you can follow me on the X at CinemaNiac94. You can follow the podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Coming up for us, we do have some stuff already recorded on the feed right now. The newest Cinemommies episode, the All Women's Podcast on our podcast. They talked about Immaculate last night, so check that out. And we had the box office show from Sunday that Larry and I recorded. There will be a Godzilla and Kong review tomorrow night, I'm hoping. And as far as for this weekend, it's Easter, so it might be kind of dry for us this weekend, besides like general box office stuff. We'll see what that looks like. But that is it, everyone. Thank you for joining us. My name is Dwayne. That was Alex, and that was Jalen. We'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.